Welcome to Coder Dojo, and Coder Dojo takes place all over the world, but this particular Coder Dojo is in a place called Glanmire in Ireland, which is on the eastern side of Cork City. It's a suburb, it's a little community, and I'm standing here with a man who's just finished interacting with a load of kids, and in the background you can hear the sound of a... What are you doing, guys? Right, he's doing survival games, he's going to win. This is downtime, this is relaxed time. What were you doing during the serious part of Coder Dojo?
During the serious part of Coder Dojo, we were teaching the kids about manufacturing IT and in different forms, from making Xboxes to tablets to suites, and getting them to understand the principles behind control systems and how they interact with people.
I missed the beginning. I came in halfway through. So what say a bit more. First of all, say who you are. Do you mind if I ask you who you are? You can remain anonymous
remain
if you
anonymous,
like.
Anonymous.
Okay, you can be anonymous. Right. But what were you? Say a bit more. I'm a non-technical person now. So
we were explaining to the kids how IT and IT systems are used in everyday working life, on how to manufacture things you use every day, such as Xboxes.
Yeah, they were very interested in Xboxes, weren't they?
Yeah.
Have many of these kids got Xboxes, do you think?
I would assume most of them have Xboxes.
Right.
And that led us on to talking about hacking in all kinds of forms. So we had a brief conversation on that and kept it short to keep the parents happy.
Hacking.
Mm-hmm.
Now, some people listen to this haven't a clue what hacking is. Give us a little definition of what hacking is.
The definition of hacking would be to take control, maybe, or access personal accounts for someone else that they wouldn't necessarily want you to see.
Break into their bank account and steal their money?
Kind of.
All right. Are you teaching the kids how to break into other people's bank accounts?
Not this week, but next week.
Is that the advanced session?
Yes, that's the advanced session, and I get 10% of those winnings.
Right. Tell me more about what else you're getting these kids to do.
The other pieces we were talking about were cloud computing, and we were talking a piece about college and what kids have to do, I suppose, in college to start working in IT, depending on what areas they want to work in. And for the kids' part, they were educating me on HTML, which was great because I've never seen HTML either.
You have never seen HTML?
I've never seen HTML, even though I work
in it. That's practically the only thing I know about. Well, I know, I've only the acronym I know.
Well, I suppose it goes
to
show you how...
Is it old-fashioned HTML?
No, it's new. It just goes to show you how diverse IT is, I suppose.
Look, the thing that got me, because I was sitting down at the back, was when you told the story about some coder on an oil rig making 1,500 euros a day writing code.
Yeah.
Is that a true story?
That's a true story, yeah.
But you mean people can actually make serious money as coders?
People make lots of serious money as coders, yeah. And far more. It depends, and that's only a person that I know. There's lots of guys there that make lots of more money.
So they come in the morning, they sit down at the computer, they do all their magical stuff, and they walk out at the end of the day having earned 1,500 euro.
Yeah, but it's all relative, I suppose. If you look, this guy's sitting on an oil platform, which maybe turns over a couple of million a day, paying someone 1,500 euros a day isn't a lot of money in that context, is it?
Especially if the code that they're writing is keeping the ship able to record what it's doing or something like that.
And keeping the oil coming through the pipes.
Yeah. And are you a coder yourself?
I am a coder.
Now, I've never written a line of code in my life. I did actually play around with a Sinclair ZX one time for about half a morning, you know. I mean, am I too old to learn code? I'm in my 60s now, you know.
You're never too old to learn code. Because I learned new code today, so I think you can learn code every day. Different types of code, and I think that's what's great about the Coder Dojo, is it gives kids and adults an opportunity to understand more about IT.
What would be a simple way for somebody to start if they actually decided, oh look, I've got through my life so far, I haven't a clue about coding, I'm going to start somewhere. Give me a little 3-point plan for start.
You could start using Excel, because as programs go, you can do a lot with Excel in terms of programming VBA, and you can do dashboards and very fancy spreadsheets. You can get lots of useful books or online.
My daughter is very keen for me to stop talking to you.
We better leave her talk. So,
do you want to say anything? Would you like to chip in? She wanted to come along today.
Do you like IT?
Do you like computers?
A bit. What do you like about computers?
Games.
Everybody likes games, I think.
Favorite game at the moment?
Minecraft.
I don't think she's never heard of Minecraft. No, and I've never seen Minecraft. Yeah.
I never heard of it till I came here today.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I thought everybody in the whole world was playing Minecraft except me.
Yeah, I thought the same thing.
And you? So that we're
that
the
makes three of us.
We're the only three people who and yeah. So anyway, look. Do you enjoy coming along like this, talking to the kids?
I do.
Did you? Yeah.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's great, and I think it's great for the parents as well, because it gives them an appreciation about. I suppose the objective of the Coder Dojo is to educate kids in IT, to future-proof them for jobs, and gives parents an opportunity to ask people who work in IT questions and about what that might mean for their kids.
And I noticed you were pretty strong on giving them the incentive that they could actually earn a decent amount of income if they went into IT.
Yes, I suppose that's
I think that's quite a good carrot, you know.
Yeah.
Otherwise, why do it?
Why do it? Exactly. I don't think Bill Gates did all what he did for free. You know?
No. Anyway, look, thank you very much. It's been very interesting. It's lovely to meet you. And
I'll see you again.
Thanks for doing this. Okay. And there we are. That's the end of the conversation this morning from Coda Dojo in Glanmire. It meets in the Glanmire Community Centre in Riverstown Cross, Glanmire, every Saturday from 10 until 12. And it's been going since September. And there's a core group here who've been coming along all the time. Oh my goodness, I just see here in this edition of it, they say that I helped them to make a 3-minute radio broadcast using social media tool Audio Boo. This was a great success to be repeated in the new year. Oh, to be repeated in new year, that means I... And there's a photograph of my daughter with other people. Look, there's your photograph. Look, seriously. You next to a guy who's wearing a t-shirt that says Coder Dojo and has a big black and white sign. Do you know any of those people?
I know him.
There we are. Okay, well look, that's the end of Coder Dojo for today.
Dad, can we go now?
Yeah, we'll stop now.